With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain. Saul Stein is half the publishing team of Stein and Day, which he created more than 20 years ago with Patricia Day, his wife and mother of his children. But Saul Stein is also the author of 7 novels, the latest, The Touch of Treason, a courtroom drama starring George Tomasi, a tough lawyer of Armenian extraction who has appeared in 4 of Stein's books. Born in Illinois, raised in the Bronx, Saul Stein led an infantry company in World War II, was educated at the City College of New York in Columbia, and then worked for the State Department, where he voiced a news broadcast beamed to England, West Europe, and North Africa.
We had to invent a name for me because a number of Arab countries heard the broadcast and they thought Saul Stein wouldn't go over very well. So we made up the name Kevin David, and I used to sign off, this is Kevin David in New York, and then when my first son was born, we decided to name him Kevin David.
The first of 6 sons. Stein later taught playwriting at Columbia, helped to form the playwrights group at the Actors Studio, and wrote an autobiographical play that would have been produced in London had not a squabble broken out among producer, director, and star.
I decided to go back to peaceful New York, and I tried something I'd never tried before. I had written in every form except fiction, and in 17 days, I transformed a play into a novel.
That novel was called The Husband, published in 1969, and it was so successful that Saul Stein went back to his typewriter.
I sat down to write a real novel from scratch, and that was The Magician, which is now in its 2nd million.
Other books followed, including Living Room, The Child Keeper, Other People, and The Resort. Saul Stein is kind of a maverick in the publishing industry, one of the first to come up with the idea of quality paperbacks. He also led his publishing firm of Stein & Day out of the fast-paced environment of Manhattan into a pastoral setting in the suburbs. Saul Stein's novel, The Touch of Treason, was published by St. Martin's Merrick. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Saul Stein's novel, The Touch of Treason, is a blend of murder, espionage, and courtroom drama. And as the president of a publishing house, Stein has an unlikely business associate.
Patricia Day, my partner, wife, mother of my children, is still today the hand at the other part of the helm.
The helm of the ship of Stein and Day. Stein got into publishing almost by accident. In the 1950s, he came up with the idea of producing books in quality or trade paperback editions and met a lot of resistance.
I was told paperback's supposed to be a pocketbook and you can't put the book that size in your pocket, and whoever heard of pictures in a paperback?
Boston's Beacon Press latched onto the idea, and Saul Stein was put in charge of the Beacon paperbacks. In 1959, he formed a partnership to launch a highbrow book club called the Mid-Century Book Society. One of those partners, the critic Jacques Barzin, played Cupid by introducing Stein to Day, and from it all sprang not only romance, but a new publishing house.
We wanted to piggyback a publishing operation on top of the book club. It ended up that we started a separate publishing operation, and that was Stein and Day 23 years ago.
Saul Stein admits it's tough having a wife as a business partner, and he doesn't recommend it yet.
She supervises certain elements of the operation that I'm less interested in, so I think that works out well.
But Stein concedes there have been a few clashes over what books Stein and Day should publish.
We have had them because sometimes I think each of us confuses something we'd like to buy a copy of with something that we think we're going to publish.
Saul Stein, who has returned his fictional hero, criminal lawyer George Tomasi, to the pages of Stein's novel, The Touch of Treason, published by St. Martin's Merrick. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the early 1970s, publisher Saul Stein moved the firm of Stein & Day, which he runs with his wife, out of Manhattan and set up shop at a mansion in the Westchester County suburbs. Stein says he doesn't miss those multi-martini lunches that characterize the New York publishing industry.
I think a lot of publishing energy is wasted in the 2.5-hour lunch 5 days a week, and I also think it's ultimately not a healthy way to live. You end up eating too much or drinking too much or talking too much.
Saul Stein does not let the rigors of running a publishing house that turns out 220 titles a year interfere with his role as a writer.
Well, I write every morning until 9 o'clock, and then I take one head off and put the other head on and go to the office in 2 minutes, and I'm a publisher.
A 2-minute commute to the office because Stein lives across the street. In his novel, The Touch of Treason, Stein's hero, lawyer George Tomasi, defends a young scholar accused of murdering his professor, an expert on the Kremlin who is working on an analysis of the Soviet hierarchy for the National Security Council.
What happens in Tomasi's case is he thinks he's defending a kid who might or might not be guilty of murder. What he finds out in the middle of the trial is that the kid is guilty of something much worse than murder.
Saul Stein's courtroom dialogue rings with authenticity, and attorney F. Lee Bailey describes Stein as the leading unlicensed practitioner of criminal law in the U.S. Stein says he has lots of lawyer friends who are always asking how Stein's protagonist, George Tomasi, would deal with the Bernard Goetz case, for example.
It's like saying, how would Sherlock Holmes solve so-and-so crime these days? To have lawyers talking seriously about how Tomasi would handle this and disagreeing with each other.
Saul Stein, writer, publisher. His newest novel was published by St. Martin's Merrick, The Touch of Treason, with Book Pete. I'm Don Swain.